every girl's best friend is a diamond, wouldn't you agree that every queen of spade or hot wife's best friend is a gangbang? A gangbang is literally every hot wife's fantasy, but having a gangbang party that's sexy, fun, and well planned out is as elusive as a unicorn. Until now. At Bulls and Queens, we're now offering luxury gangbang parties to listeners of this podcast that will blow your mind. We have years of lifestyle party planning experience and can make your fantasy a reality. We host gangbangs at luxurious mansions and hotel suites. We can travel to you in your city. We can professionally film it at your request. And we offer your wife a female concierge who will meet her every needs and assist her. And we fly in proven BBC bulls that are professional, handsome, perform well, and most importantly, are STD tested so that your wife can experience a safe, fun, fantasy opportunity of a lifetime. Want to learn more about having Dot Chocolate throw your wife a luxury gangbang with 3 to 12 or more guys? Then visit bullsandqueens.com/gangbang right now and fill out that short questionnaire on the page. Again, that's bullsandqueens.com/gangbang right now and fill out that questionnaire. Spaces are limited each month, so act fast. That's bullsandqueens.com/gangbang. Now, back to the show.
You are now listening to the Bulls and Queens podcast, where we have sexy fun exploring the lifestyle and swinging exploits of Black Bulls, Queens of Spades, cuckold fantasies, open relationships, seductive interracial encounters, and other kinky shenanigans that are sure to get you off in a very good way. So get ready, ladies, and make sure you take notes, gentlemen, because here is your host, that super sexy, bald, black man candy, Doc Chocolate.
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Bulls and Queens podcast. And I am your host, Mr. Doc Chocolates. They call me Chocolate because I melt in your mouth and not in your hands. Sometimes I melt in your hands if you're just good to me, but we'll just leave that to the ladies to discuss. And make sure that you go to my website, bullsandqueens.com, and get your free gift, the Bulls, Queens, and Cucks Survival Guide to the Lifestyle Fun. It's going to help you on your journey, especially if you are new and you're a rookie. We don't want y'all making rookie mistakes and stepping on landmines and getting blown the fuck up. And last but not least, make sure you check out my OnlyFans and my other lascivious activities that I do with women in the night. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to love it. And it's going to get you off, you nasty boys, you. It's at bullsandqueens.com. But without further ado, let's go ahead and jump into this episode. We are going to be talking about race play. And I have a few friends online who are going to discuss this topic. All right, everybody, say hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. How you doing?
Let's try that again, y'all. At the count of three, everybody say hi. 3, 2, 1.
Hi.
What's going on?
There we go. Hello. How you doing?
That made me smile. That made me smile. We said that in unison. We can start ourselves a little four-person choir now. Yes, we can. All right. So I want y'all to introduce yourselves and tell us a little quick bio about yourself, like a little 30 seconds or less of your money back, along with how people can reach you on X, OnlyFans, or whatever else. So we're going to start with our beautiful lady at the bottom left corner.
Hello, I'm Andy Vixen. I'm married. I'm a hot wife, Venus Bates, whatever you want to call me. I've been in the lifestyle about 19 years, loving every minute of it. I can be reached at Andy_Vixen on Twitter and everywhere else, just Andy Vixen.
Beautiful, 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 beautiful. And our tall gentleman that I am so jealous of his height, we're going to let you go next.
Greetings, everyone. I reside in the Atlanta area. Been in a lifestyle about 3.5 years, going on 4. I guess I classify myself as a single bull. Currently you can just reach me at on Telegram at BlackBerry44. Don't have an X account yet, but after speaking with Dot Chocolate, I'm following his path to become great.
Man, you were telling me that you're gonna steal the ladies that I play with and take them to the Rocky Mountain. You have me crying all over here, brother.
We all can't be like you, man. We can try to be like you.
Oh man, I love it. I love it. And last but definitely not least, the man, the myth, and the legend. Please introduce yourself from the Windy City.
What's up, y'all? I'm D, aka Shy Black Stud, based out of Chicago. Been in the lifestyle, I guess, a little over 20 years, probably 21 or 22 years. You can reach me at Shy Black Stud pretty much everywhere. Shiblkstud. That's all one word. Shy Black Stud on Twitter, Reddit. I'm Shy Black Stud on pretty much every platform.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And so initially, what we wanted to do on this podcast episode was talk about shining our bald heads. Well, three of us, not Andy Vixen. She has like beautiful blonde locks. But we were actually talking about bald hair care, right? Before we started recording. Yeah.
Yeah, we're up here looking like milk duds.
Yep. Yeah, we. Oh man, hey, milk. Everybody
likes
milk.
Hey, don't have blackheads. They're fine.
Don't sleep on milk duds.
Don't sleep on the milk duds. Do you, Miss Andy Vixen? Do you like milk duds?
I do.
Oh, she said it all nice and sweet. She said I like milk duds.
Yeah, I like milk duds. Oh, okay, all right.
Turn me on a little bit. Yeah, I know. I'm taking down my notes and everything. But we wanted to talk about race play and have a panel on race play. And so this was something which I actually did a poll on my X account, which Mr. Blackberry is going to set himself up with the X account pretty soon. Fingers crossed. And yes, my man. And it was a poll that I did several months ago. And there's a lot of different components of lifestyle and what people do or they don't do, what they love to do and all that good stuff. And there's different forms where there's aggressive race play or passive race play, in my opinion. And when I looked it up and I did a little bit of research on it, right? Because we all probably have different definitions of what race play could be. It came out to be race play is the act of making explicit overtures to race, racial differences, or political racial dynamics within the context of a kink or BDSM. So guys and our lovely lady, what are your thoughts on race play, the definition, and all that good stuff?
Well, I think it's pretty much what you said. It's a using of race within a sexual context in the lifestyle. I'm all about it. I'm all for it. But I think you described it pretty much perfectly. I mean, that's exactly what it is. In whatever dynamic, the hot wife dynamic or the cuck dynamic, but putting that race factor in the center is kind of what race play is, in my opinion. Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful. Beautiful. And what say you, Miss Indie Vixen?
I think you're right. I mean, the definition is kind of a clean and strict definition. There's lots of interpretations of that within that. You know, some people are way on one end of it with the BDSM, very big on the kink, and some people are just delving into it a little bit just because, you know, they use it in their sexual content, or some people just want to bring that in just when they're having sex or when they're just playing. But other than that, they're out. So it depends on what realm you're in or what end of the spectrum.
Okay. Okay. And Mr. Berry, Mr. Black to the Berry.
I'll just touch on what everybody else said. I mean, I agree with the definition as well. There's also, as you would say, I guess, levels to it. Some people are anything goes. Some people are, I don't even want to hear the color of my skin, right? So it, you know, I'm not one to yuck anybody's yum. You're free to do what you want as long as it's within the boundaries that everybody's presented. As long as everybody's respected and everybody understands the rules. Yeah, it's pretty much what you make of it.
Okay, okay. Yeah, and I pretty much agree because, you know, it's something where I feel like, especially in this society, it's 2024 as we record this, and nobody wants to get canceled, right? And there's different levels to cancellation, right? And I talk about this openly, and if you're white, there are certain things that you can't say because you're not going to be able to get away with it if, you know, with in regards to Black or Asian or Hispanic. If you're male, there's certain things you can't say about females, obviously. If you're heterosexual, there's certain things you can't say about homosexual, bisexual, or whatnot. And, you know, it's almost like levels, you know, and I feel like that's probably a safe way to look at it. Is if you are in a predominantly in a class which has predominantly been at the top of the food chain in whatever area, you gotta make sure that you're wary of how other demographics feel, if that makes sense. Does that make sense?
No, it makes
sense. You know?
Yeah,
because I went to a birthday party the other day, and there was a white gentleman that came, and he was like, I can't say nothing. I forgot what the hell we were talking about, but he was like, I am a white heterosexual male. I am not going to say that. I think we went to like midget wrestling or something like that. And he was like, is it okay to say midget? And I was like, I guess it is. They call it midget wrestling. And he was like, I don't want to say nothing that's going to get me canceled. And I was like, I feel you, brother. I feel you, brother. So like, what are your thoughts? Like, because I feel obviously going off of what you said, Blackberry, that you don't want to ever yuck anybody's yum, right?
Yeah. In my opinion, I guess in regards to cancel culture, I really don't agree with it because depending on who you are, right? Two people can say the exact same thing. One person gets canceled, but if you love this person, they get a pass. This cancel culture and it shifts, right? One day this is offensive and trendy or bad, and then 6 months later we're moving on to the next thing. It seems to continuously shift. There's really no rules or standards or regulation as far as who's canceled. It's based on to me, I believe it's based on, from what I've seen, heard, and experienced, it's based on how people feel at a certain point in time, right? I just, I don't know. And I think I understand the reason behind cancel culture, but I think that it has gone to a point where people are now, how do you call it, on pins and needles, right?
Yeah.
You know, walking around thin ice. So I think for, a lot of these movements that's happened in the past, a lot of them start for good intentions, but then they get, I guess, infiltrated by some of the people who want to use it for not great reasons, and it kind of pollutes the movement itself. And people are just like, why are we even doing this anymore? Because, you know, I understand cancel culture at the beginning, but now it's kind of like, well, if I say the wrong thing, I get canceled. Now people are like making a joke of it. So it kind of just defeats the purpose of it. You know, I mean, you know, we're standing against bad things, but what's considered bad nowadays?
Pardon the interruption. If you're a cuckold gentleman, a stag, a voyeur, or maybe you're just a woman that likes to watch amateur BBC porn, if you are, I got a question to ask you. Do you want to follow Doc Chocolate's sexy ass adventures and playtime that I have with the most gorgeous hot wives, queens of spades, and MILFs out there? Now, if you answered yes, then you want to go ahead and pause this episode right now and go to my website at bullsandqueens.com and subscribe to my free OnlyFans page. So that's going to be at bullsandqueens.com, and click that button that says OnlyFans. And what's going to happen is you're going to get free access to my personal collection of videos, pictures of my kinky lifestyle adventures and my playtime that I have with my friends with benefits. And you'll also be able to chat with me and the other fans and also do custom requests. And I am on there daily. So for free access to my OnlyFans for a limited time only, you guys, I want you to go to bullsandqueens.com, click that link that says OnlyFans, and join the fan club. I'll see you on the other side. Now, back to the spicy episode.
Right. So, in the overall scheme of things, I don't know. It kind of just seems that it just, I couldn't even tell you the definition anymore, just based off, you know, you say the wrong thing, you get canceled. You do the wrong thing, you get canceled. But we're always shifting what's good and what's bad, what's wrong, what's right. So it's just a big confusion, just a big confusing puddle to me, you know, so.
Okay, got it. Is there any circumstance that pops into your head where you're like, that was definitely messed up, or that should not have been cancel culture?
What I can think of off the top of my head was, I think it was Kevin Hart. Something that just pops off the top of my mind is something he said something about, I guess in reference to like a gay joke that he said 10 years ago. And I want to say, I think it was Kevin Hart. And because of that, he wasn't allowed to.
I know what you're talking about. It was Kevin Hart. I know exactly what you're talking about.
He wasn't allowed to host the Grammys or some award show because of something he said 10 years ago on his social media or something. I forgot what it was in reference to, like, I think somebody's son, that he wouldn't be, you know, if my son was gay, I'd put strippers in his room. It was something in reference to that. And it was 10 years ago. And then somebody pulled it up. And because of that, you know, he's now deemed homophobic and he can't host the Grammys. And I'm just like, I don't know. But like I said, like, you know, what, if you're going to me, I'm all about, okay, what are the rules and regulations? There got to be a clear right and wrong, because if you're always shifting the goalposts, everything's offensive then.
You know? Yeah.
I mean, yeah. What, where does it end? right? I mean, you're offensive because, you know, you're shorter than me. You're offensive because, you know, I'm just saying, like, if we keep going this route, where is it going to stop, I guess, is what I'm trying to get at.
I am very offended because if I'm standing next to you, I got to crank up my head and it's causing me scoliosis in my neck. I'm very fucking offended. Damn it.
So your height challenge.
Yes.
I'm right there with you. I get it. I can wear heels.
She's like, oh, wearing heels. So what are your thoughts on that, Shy Black or Indy?
Perfect.
Ooh, he said ladies first. Ladies first.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, I think as a culture, we need to be a little bit more lenient on each other because we all do have different aspects and different outlooks. And like Blackberry said, don't yuck on somebody's yum. Just because I think it's cool or I'm into something doesn't mean he's going to be or you're going to be. It just means that we need to be tolerant. And what when you come back into race play, you need to be tolerant about what the other person was into. I mean, somebody may come up to me and they have and said, oh, I want you to say this and this. I'm not comfortable with it. Is it a deal breaker? No, we're going to talk through it. And we're going to say, okay, well, how can we make both of us happy? I'm not going to say those words to you. I'm not going to say this or that to you. But how can we make this work where it's going to be good and fun and hot for all of us?
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Because, like, I know I had an instance when I was down in your city, Indy. I was down in Indianapolis and I was visiting a mutual friend of ours.
I remember when you were here.
Anybody want a glass of that? Here we go, baby.
You're drinking.
She's like, what are we drinking over there? And so so our friend took we went down to a club and I was playing with a lady and you know I'm getting it in, you know, I'm hitting my strokes and everything like that, and you know, she's, you know, orgasming and I'm hitting that G spot real nice, and she's like, oh my god, yes, fuck me with that big ass slave cock of yours. And I was like,
what? Oh hell no,
motherfucker. What? Slave cock with
what? That's not gonna work.
Oh. Yes, what? Yeah. And I was like, what? Do I keep fucking her or do I just leave? And so, you know, I'm a professional, so I kept fucking her. And
You gotta finish. You gotta finish the game, man.
I gotta finish. I got a reputation to keep.
You gotta rep, man.
but like, I mean, that to me, I was very offended. So, you know, I'm talking to our mutual friend as we're driving back, and she tells me that, oh, that lady is, she said that? And she was like, she's notorious for saying BS like that. And, you know, in my personal opinion, just being serious, okay, if you're with a guy and y'all want to say, you know, slave cocks or, you know, drop N-bombs and this and that, okay, whatever, you know, I'm going to go by Blackberry's phrase, don't yuck my yum. But you have to talk about that stuff beforehand.
You can't just assume.
Yeah. Because, I mean, obviously there's lighter forms of race play and lighter forms of race play that I would say, and maybe you guys and Lady can chime in on this, is, you know, like terms like BBC, right? You know, there's some people that are offended by BBC, but in my opinion, that's like minor race play. You know, Indy Vixen, she's wearing a Queen of Spades shirt, you know, that's minor race play. You know, there's some people that are offended by QOS or Queen of Spades, you know, and there's other terms which are more minor, but, you know, they're more acceptable. But, you know, if you're going to drop some major artillery, you better make sure that the person on the other side got the proper shields up. What are your thoughts on that? Anybody?
Well, It's interesting that you brought that up because I had a similar but not quite the same. I was with a three-way with another brother and a woman. This was at Mocha, and he wanted her to throw out the N-word. And I was like, what? You know? And she was super cool, longtime friend of mine, and she asked me, hey, are you okay with me saying this? Which I thought was pretty dope. She, you know, came to me too. And I was like, you know, again, not to yuck someone's yum. So I'm like, all right, you know, I wasn't feeling it, but I was like, hey, he wanted it. This dude wanted her to call him that. And I was like, all right, you know, I went with it just because, you know, it was his thing, not mine. But just being in that position when it was like, and as you, I did do the thing and finish, you know, I had to do that. But being in that position where, like everyone else has said, that's something that you need to talk about from the beginning. What we want, what we do. I mean, if we're going to keep it real, we're all, and there's you know, a little bit about race for all of us and all the groups that we're all in and the places we attend. You know, I've seen all you guys at all different events. I mean, it's there. It's an overlying issue, overlying part of it. But how far you want to go into it, I guess, is what it is. I mean, and it's just there. And then another thing, I mean, I think what Blackberry was saying, times change though, man. You know, I mean, what was offensive isn't offensive. I mean, black people used to be called Negro and then colored and then black and then African American. Times change. I mean, the most popular sitcom used to be, the original sitcom was about a man threatening to beat the shit out of his wife. That's the Honeymooners. He was constantly be like, hey, I'm about to smack you. You couldn't do that. You know, that was the most popular sitcom of the time. Like, he was literally like, hey, I'm about to smack the shit out of you. And that was the running joke of the shit, you know? So I think times change. And as long as we keep up with them, I think it's okay. I mean, I get it. There's some things that sometimes even I'm like a little bit like, the pronoun thing is that's, you know, but I'm going to go along with it because times change. That's how things are. And, you know, I can roll with it. But I mean, yeah, I think there are levels to race play. And I think it all should. It all needs to be discussed. It has to be. Everything's got to be on the table.
Yeah, and communication is definitely key. CBS, look, I called him CBS earlier in the conversation before we started recording. He was like, who, what? And he's like, oh, Shy Black Stud. Yes, I am CBS. So, but I want to chime in on something that you had said earlier. So like, okay, so you're at Splash Mocha and you're with a couple and then it's you and another guy and you're about to bang this guy's wife out. And she asks you, hey, are you okay with this? But like, it kind of seems to me that you weren't, but you were just like taking one for the team. Like, do you feel that way or?
I mean, it wasn't necessarily the team. There's another brother who wanted her to use it in reference to him.
Oh, he's the one who brought it up.
Yeah, the other brother. It was two brothers and her. That's what I'm saying. Okay. And the other brother wanted her to say it.
Okay.
That's what I'm you. Oh, okay. Okay.
So I don't really feel it was taking one for the team. It was just his thing. Yeah.
So she can call you, she can call him whatever, but as long as she doesn't call you that, you
not me. Oh, okay,
I got you.
Yeah, not me.
I got you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a tricky situation, though, because I'm going to tell you, okay, if I'm going to be with, okay, I'll set it up. I'm going to be with all three of you guys, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me turn the volume up. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's never happened.
I'm not going to.
When you set up, hold on. Indy, are you trying to get airtight up in here right now?
No, I'm good.
For now.
Anyway, so if I'm going to be with one or all of you, I'm going to talk to you individually about my boundaries, what our boundaries are, but you guys don't necessarily talk to each other about your boundaries. And that's where that situation came up. I mean, as guys, are you guys going to go, hey, this is what I want her to say, and this is what I want you to have her say? You guys don't do that. And I mean, it wouldn't be expected, but as a woman, as a hot wife, in that situation, I would make sure with all involved before it was said or before it was brought up. I guess because I would know you, and that's me. I would know you ahead of time. It wouldn't be a, okay, let's get us all in the room. I would know you a little bit before ahead of time to say, hey, what are your thoughts about this? What are your thoughts about this? And I wouldn't bring two people in a room that want totally opposite things as far as race play, but that's just me. And that may be my analytical mind because that's what I do every day, but I may overthink things, but I do that.
Hey there, cucks, stags, and ladies. Do you want to meet up with me, Doc Chocolate, and have a sexy experience of your life for your hot wife? Now, if you answered yes, then you must check out Doc Chocolate's Hot Wife Training Days at hotwifetrainingday.com. Now, if you've ever seen one of my sexy videos that I've recorded with hot wives, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. What's going to happen is your wife is going to get wined and dined by me. There's going to be heavy, sexy flirting. There's going to be an aromatherapeutic experience with me in a very low-lit, sensual environment with soft music playing in the background while your hot wife gets a world-famous Doc Chocolate skin-to-skin body glide with coconut oil and more. And this is going to be the experience of a lifetime for you wives out there as you go through your journey of finding your true sluttiness with Doc Chocolate. Want to find out more details and get your reservation with me? Then go now to hotwifetrainingday.com to get started. Now, back to the episode.
Well, and I think it just shows like your intelligence, especially in that aspect, Indy, just because, you know, you're just aware, you know, and I think it's better to be safe than sorry, especially in the lifestyle, because you can always go a bit too passive and you can dial things up if need be. But if you go too aggressive, you can't necessarily dial it back once you've been there, you know, like I can jam the cock in there super fast, but like, I probably should have just eased my way in there nice and slowly first, you know? It would have been better if I went a little bit easier, more passive than aggressive, and then worked my way in.
Yeah, it's one way to look at it.
So let me ask you this, you guys, and anybody can answer this. Is there... Have you ever been approached by anybody online or in person because they basically said that you went a little bit too extreme in race play or whatnot or terminology?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Many of you know, I have a couple of tattoos. I get comments on the different profiles or the different swinger sites all the time of, I can't believe you have that tattoo. What do people think about that? There's people that love it and there's people that hate it.
Is it Queen of Spades tattoo?
Well, I have a spade on my ankle.
Okay.
But to anybody that wants to know in my family, it means luck and prosperity if you look it up online. But I do have a vixen on my hip, and the charm on the vixen is a queen of spades. It's a spade with a Q in it.
Okay.
And anybody that sees me in a pair of shorts sees part of it, or in a bathing suit. I mean, my family sees me in a bathing suit on vacation. They don't think a thing about it, but there's people that really knock it. And then there's people that love it. So,
yeah. And like my, this is my thoughts, right? And my thoughts could be wrong to whoever's listening to this. It could be right to whoever's listening to this. But at the end of the day, it's just my thoughts. But I believe that anytime you use a stereotype, right? Because stereotypes are abound in this culture, right? You know, it is what it is, right? But a stereotype can be positive or it could be negative or it could be kind of meh, somewhere in the middle. So anytime you're talking about a black guy, gentleman, you can say, oh, wow, you got a big black dick, you know, even if he doesn't, you know, BBC, this or that. It's nothing negative. You know, if a woman thinks that, you know, a guy that's got a 3-inch dick and he's black, if she thinks he got a big black dick, that's like good.
How maybe is that's it better than she had before?
It. Wow.
It's that, all about perspective.
That is putting the bar very low.
Well.
Well, I know, but I mean, you said 3 inches, but I mean, even 8 inches or 6 inches or whatever, however it is their perspective. And that's what makes it great.
I got it.
Well, I think, you know, in terms of the, you know, BBC, BBD, Big Black Dick, whatever you want to say it, you know, and I've been in Telegram groups that have kind of talked about this where, you know, do you see just a black guy with a black dick? Now, of course, I know I don't yuck anybody's yum. You, if someone someone wants to be treated that way, cool, fantastic, right? But I know that there are, I believe the majority of people want to be seen as more than just a black guy with a black dick, right? So okay. I see both sides, right? I mean, I can see people just say, hey, I just want black dick, right? But on the receiving end, right, I know, I think a lot of people want to be seen as a person and not just somebody with a big dick, right? Because it, you know, it's kind of like me going up to a girl and be like, hey, you got big tits. And then a woman's like, well, all you see is for my tits. What about my personality or whatnot, right? I think guys can feel that same way as well, right? They want to be seen. I think both sides want to be seen as more than just a sexual object because it kind of makes you feel empty. Now, of course, there are some people who don't care, right? But I think for the majority of people, right, they want to be seen as more than just, you know, what they can do sexually, my opinion.
Okay.
I totally agree. I'll say that again, Indy.
So there's always that bell curve. I'm a math person. There's that person, there's those people that want this side of it, and then you got the majority in the middle that, hey, that really need to feel that way.
Statistics is sexy.
It is. I need a math lesson ASAP.
So, Shy Black Stud, what are your thoughts on that? Okay, we are back after some technical difficulties. And Shy Black Stud, this man was on a dial-up internet. He was using AOL. You've got mail.
ASL, baby. Pull up the ASL, baby. That's 56K. We on, we on.
Oh, don't, man.
I remember that. Get on to after 9 o'clock.
Compact computer. Don't make fun of it.
Oh, man. But no. You were saying some really, really insightful stuff, CBS. You were talking about, do you remember what you were talking about?
I do, and it was about the levels in the race play and how things and the communication involved and the fact that we as all black men, three of us here, this whole thing is about fetishization. I mean, and I don't think necessarily that's a bad thing. That's kind of what I was saying. It's how you treat the person, how you treat the people, because without, I mean, they like us because we're cool and who we are, but Let's face it. Let's be real. The black thing is the overall. I mean, we're all in the same groups. So that is the overall thing of it. And that's the first thing. Now, of course, people got to get to know you as a human being and all that, whatever. But that is the initial way that we're all coming together in a lot of the groups that we're all in within the lifestyle is women who like black men. And I don't think there's necessarily anything wrong with that as long as everyone, you know, treats everyone with respect. You know, like Blackberry was saying, don't yuck anybody's yum and have a lot of communication. I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. And I think sometimes people seem to think it is. And I just disagree with that. I think it's, I don't believe in the whole let's be colorblind. I think you have to see color and it's just treat everyone with respect, but don't act like everyone is the same because we're not. And, you know, that's kind of what I was kind of getting at with that whole thing. That's all.
I love that. I love that. Like, I really do. Like, what are you guys' thoughts on that?
Yeah, the colorblind thing is, I think it's mighty funny because I remember when I was on a Zoom call around COVID time, and it's right around the time like BLM got kicked off, and he, you know, some
It was we had black people and white people on the panel, and one of the guys was like, "Yeah, I'm colorblind." And I said, "Okay, let me take you to this all black event next week, and you're the only white person." And he paused for a second. I was like, "Well, there goes your colorblind thesis right there." Right. So to me, I mean, I understand the premise of colorblind, like I don't see color, but I think, you know, unless you're truly colorblind, it's great to see color. You know, it's great to see the differences between everybody, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I think you know, I see you as a white person, see me as a black person. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, I'm white, you're black, you're yellow, you're blue. I think that's the beauty of it, right? That we actually do see color and we see the differences. But yeah, like CBS said, you know, as long as everybody's being treated with respect, that's sure, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, seeing people or seeing people's color or whatnot. You know, I think we all don't want to be the same. If we're all the same, we'll be boring.
Yeah. So,
you know, I appreciate that everyone has a, you know, a difference in skin tone or race, ethnicity, or whatever you want to call it. I mean, that's just the beauty of the human race, that, you know, we're all different, but we all share some similarities as well.
Yeah. And I believe it goes all back to the objectification aspect of it. So, to me personally, you know, it's I don't mind, you know, like a woman desiring me because, you know, of my big black cock or whatever, right? Or my black skin or whatnot, you know, hey, I can dig that. But if it's too extreme on the objectification meter, that's where I start feeling a bit ick. So there's been, and this doesn't happen in the content side of things, it happens more on the lifestyle side of things. So if I'm on, you know, like a site like Adult Friend Finder or whatnot, sometimes there'll be a couple that'll come out there, and usually it's the guy, and he's like, oh, hey, can you come and meet us at this hotel and, you know, bring some BBCs with you? You know, and I'm like, the fuck is that? You know, and it's.
Hey, I'm going to stop you right there. You guys are not BBCs. You are people that might have amazing, beautiful black cocks or dicks. I don't call them cocks.
Thank you for saying dicks.
I like you.
White people don't call it cocks. So I hate stop it. Doing that.
Give me that big black cock, Tyrone. What?
I
want to hear dick.
Oh, a cock is the chicken. We have a farm. Our family has a farm. The cocks are the chickens. They are not y'all. You guys are amazing and beautiful.
All right.
So let's start there.
Thank you.
But 60s porn.
The difference in the cultures. I mean, everybody says, oh, yeah, I understand culture. I understand the difference in the culture. You know what? Not even bringing in any politics or the whole woke movement and everything that we've talked about before. Y'all don't need me. A blonde woman. You know what? I'm just here to be your friend. And I guess what I'm saying is with that black, that whole woke moment, everybody's like, you know what? We're going to help y'all. Y'all don't need me to help you. You've been you for your whole life. And you know what? You've been amazing people your whole life, and you didn't need anything from me. But that said, I kind of like y'all.
Guess what?
And it's not for me.
We like you too.
Well, thank you. But for me, it's not a fetish. And people, what we need to understand is there's a difference between a preference in your lifestyle and a fetish in your lifestyle. The guys that I play with or that I am friends with or that I engage with are guys that I want to be friends with. I want to take you to my local bar with me, with my husband, with my friends. And you're not just a fetish to me. And I think, and I'm not yucking on anybody's yum because sometimes it's a fetish. And sometimes you guys are somebody's fetish. But to me, you are my preference. But that's not to say that I will go and play and have sex with every black man in the world. Because, no, I still have to have an attraction. Just like you have to have an attraction. You may want a girl with a really, really nice, wide, beautiful ass. Or you want somebody with big boobs. Or you want somebody with blonde hair. I only meet two of those criteria. I have big boobs. I have blonde hair. I do not have a big ass. And I will admit it. And it doesn't matter how many squats I do.
You can get some collard greens up in you.
Trust me, I need some collard greens. Okay, you have to understand. You see, Black Bear, you don't understand where I'm from. My husband is Southern Country, Kentucky. And my family is very Southern cookie.
Chocolate gravy?
Chocolate gravy. So chocolate mixed with gravy?
No, we don't do chocolate gravy. Actually, I don't even like
I've
chocolate.
Never heard that before.
Dude, I didn't hear about it until I came back to Alabama. I didn't know what chocolate gravy was either.
Honey, but I don't even eat chocolate.
You don't eat chocolate?
What? Yeah, exactly. Wow. I love my chocolate.
Well,
friends, but I do not eat chocolate.
Okay.
Taste chocolate.
Thanks for the clarification. Yes.
But gravy is a staple at my house. You just come over, we'll have it.
Love it. So this has been a great conversation, and I think we can pretty much line this up with communication is definitely key and an asset, just to make sure that with your play partners that everybody is on the same page. And I love what Indy had just stated, where she basically said, hey, you guys are actually my friends. I will take a black man, myself or me and my husband to a bar. We'll hang out. We'll go meet friends. And it's not just like a thing where it's like, hey, when it's dark outside, you can come sneaking in through my back door and you can sneak your black ass right back out when you leave. You know, I like that. I like that. You know, I'm serious, y'all. But that being said, I will shut the hell up and I will let you guys give your final thoughts to how do we move forward if a person is to race play, like how would a person do it and do it properly? And before you guys start off, I just want to say this. If let's say you're doing something with a play partner or you're doing content or whatever, like be very careful what you say. If somebody has a request of you to say XYZ or use certain terminology, be careful what you say, because people can record things, people can screenshot things, people can post things on Twitter, X, Instagram, and you could find yourself being canceled. So just be, I would just give y'all that warning, So that's all I'll say. Go ahead, give me your final thoughts, and then we will bounce up out of here.
I'm first.
Yes.
So,
our lovely statistician.
Whatever. You have to understand, there's a lot of people in our lifestyle that say, why do you say you're queen of spades? I am the type that, to me, it's a positive term because I love men of color. Actually, I play only with black men. I have for like 5 or 6 years. The people that say it's a derogatory term, I always ask them why and why they feel that way. And I feel that we should always communicate. And just because you feel one way doesn't mean I feel that same way. And we all live in the same area. We all live in the same universe. And we need to just do what we feel is comfortable. And I mean, I know you guys. I've met two of the three of you. So, and if you think about it, when we talk about race play and we talk about how you're going to do this and you're going to do that and how we're going to say this and that, as long as you communicate, it's really not that deep. It's really not that deep. It's just our lifestyle. And even if I'm a really regular of someone, when we're talking about things and we're in that play mode, it's really not that deep, because then we come out of that play mode and then we're friends. But we just have, you just have to set your boundaries. And once you set your boundaries and you communicate, then everybody can have fun in all of this. Because we're all, if you think about it, I mean, I know you guys are single, I'm married. We're all in an ethical, non-monogamous relationship. Because when you're in a relationship with me, you're in a relationship with my husband. So we're all in an E&M relationship.
Yes. But. I love it. I love it. And Mr. CVS.
I pretty much agree with everything that Miss Indy Vixen just said. Communication being the key to all of this. And if you know, if you're a couple out there, white couple, you meet a black man, just if you want to explore race play, talk to him and be like, what are you comfortable with? And they're, everyone's going to tell you what they're comfortable with. And if they don't, then that's on them. And just have the respect for people. A little bit disagree. I think fetishization is not necessarily a bad thing, but you know, that's to each and own's opinion on how you'd wanted to define that word. But the communication, like we all said, is definitely the key, and respect, and just, you know, the bottom line for lack of a better word, just be cool. I mean, that's all you got to do. And everybody's going to be cool with you. And most people, you know, if they're not down, they're not going to be down. And if they are, they are. And then you'll find your tribe, the people that you connect with, and everything should all work out in the end. That's, you know, that's pretty much the bottom line, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. I love it. And Mr. B-Berry.
Yeah, pretty much what Andy and CBS said. I mean, at the forefront, I think, and you too, Doc. At the forefront, I think, is communication. If you don't understand something, if you don't know something, just ask. I mean, I don't think people should be upset if you're asking for clarity or understanding. We're all ignorant in something, right? It doesn't hurt to ask a question as long as you're asking in a premise of understanding. I don't think anybody should be upset that you want to try to get more information, and not just in race play and whatever. Yeah, but at the end of the day, I mean, you know, we all got bills to pay. We all got our own issues. I mean, I'm not going to sit up here and get upset because somebody says something. I'm just going to say, hey, you're not my cup of tea. Best of luck to you. You know, I'm not going to be upset that somebody said something that offended me, because I'm going to forget it the next day. Right. I think we all have issues that are way bigger than some words that somebody who we just spoke to or whatnot. But at the end of the day, you know, just find, CBS said it perfectly, find your tribe. You know, I'm not going to fight with somebody who I don't get along with. I'm just going to align with people that align with me, and it'll make everything better. And then, you know, if I align with those people, then I think when you align with people who align with your beliefs or ideas, I think that gives a gateway to explore more things, because you have each other's best interests. You have each other's mindset. You're coming in that, I guess, that realm, mm-hmm. not to offend, because you know and understand each other better. So with that, I think you're able to explore maybe more extreme stuff, maybe more things that you probably wouldn't with other people. So just to wrap that all up, just, you know, communicate, you know, ask questions, and under the guise of understanding. Try to be respectful of everyone, and, you know, everything ain't for everybody. So Just try to find your tribe, find people who align with you, and we can all be happy.
This has been our Race Play panel on Bulls and Queens. And I want to say that the underlying concept that we're pretty much all agreeing on is that communication is definitely key and foremost in everything we do, not just race play or lifestyle, but in life in general. So you can never go wrong, really, if you openly communicate and you try to make sure that you get clarification on things that you're in ignorance of. So until the next episode, y'all stay sexy, y'all be blessed, and y'all walk in love. Bye.
Thank you for listening to everybody's favorite Black Man Candy, Doc Chocolate of the Bulls and Queens podcast. If you would like Doc Chocolate to help you host your next fun and kinky private party, or you want info on his next monthly Las Vegas Bulls and Queens play party, or you'd like to have him pose as a nude or semi-nude model for your next girls' night out or bachelorette party, make sure you go to www.bullsandqueens.com right now and fill out the form on the website to contact Doc. Again, that's www.bullsandqueens.com. Until next time, bulls, queens, and cucks, stay sexy.